Letters.
On exposure to the sun, education, Sudan, Robert Kennedy, growing up, and Cold War diplomacy.
Exposure to the sun.
From Dr. Simal Desai, President, American Academy of Dermatology, Rosemont, Illinois. Regarding the notion that exposure to the sun's ultraviolet radiation may be good for you, article UV's Bright Side, August 17th, unprotected exposure to UV rays, whether through exposure to the sun or artificial sources, is a major risk factor for skin cancer. Your skin is damaged every time it's sunburned. As the damage builds over time, the risk for skin cancer increases. 1 in 5 Americans will get skin cancer, and nearly 20 die from melanoma each day. It's important to seek shade, wear protective clothing, and apply sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher to uncovered skin. Moreover, using tanning beds before age 35 can increase your chances of developing melanoma by 59%, and the risk increases with each use. Contrary to recent news stories, skin cancer can affect anyone, regardless of skin colour. Skin cancer in patients with darker skin tones is often diagnosed in later stages, when it's more difficult to treat, and patients with darker skin tones are less likely than patients with lighter skin tones to survive melanoma. You need only a small amount of sun exposure to produce all the vitamin D your body needs. Even if you apply sunscreen, you'll still get the minimum amount of sun exposure needed, and although vitamin D is crucial for bone health, there isn't enough evidence to support its impact on reducing the occurrence of other diseases such as certain cancers, neurological conditions, infectious illnesses, autoimmune disorders, or cardiovascular issues.
The stages of learning.
From Dave Walk, Professor of Physics, Oxford University. God and Grades, August 17th, reported that religiously minded pupils in America do better in public school than other pupils, but they underperform in selective colleges because they prioritize families and communities over elite learning. Could the explanation for this be that excelling in a selective university requires deep and original critical thinking, at which the pious may perform more poorly than in their earlier stages of education, when things are taken on faith?
The UAE responds.
From Lana Nusebe, Assistant Minister of Foreign Affairs for Political Affairs, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Abu Dhabi. I appreciate that you're highlighting the unfolding tragedy in Sudan, describing it as a sign of growing global disorder, article Chaos Machine, August 31st. The most recent peace talks in Switzerland, led by the United States, where I represented the government of the United Arab Emirates, demonstrated that the international community is collectively united in its determination to address this humanitarian catastrophe. The UAE played a constructive role in helping to establish the Aligned for Advancing Life-Saving and Peace in Sudan format, which unlocked critical routes for aid deliveries, secured further commitments to protect civilians, and developed a proposal for a compliance mechanism to ensure implementation of the Jeddah Declaration with the objective to secure a ceasefire. Unfortunately, women and girls continue to be the most affected in crises and conflict zones. We remain committed to intensifying diplomatic efforts to protecting all civilians, especially women and children, from all forms of violence, including sexual violence. The UAE has continued to push for elevating and integrating the perspectives of Sudanese women into recent efforts and talks. Your allegations are misdirected. The UAE is not providing weapons or any other support to the Rapid Support Forces or any of the warring parties in Sudan. We believe that the only way to achieve peace is through effective diplomacy, where the warring parties must reach a full nationwide ceasefire. Only a negotiated settlement and return to a civilian-led government through our collective investment of time, expertise, leverage and humanitarian resources will achieve the momentum needed. The humanitarian crisis in Sudan is intolerable, and we remain focused on working towards securing an immediate and urgent ceasefire. Both parties must come to the next round of talks. The people of Sudan deserve our full attention and collective efforts to end this war.
What could have been in 1968?
From Art Spence, Los Angeles. Another reason why Democratic elders gave their party's presidential nomination to Hubert Humphrey in 1968, Lexington, August 17th, was that the previous frontrunner, Robert Kennedy, had been assassinated in June. If he had followed the advice of his security staff and not left the Ambassador Hotel through the kitchen, Kennedy may have lived and may well have beaten Richard Nixon in the November election. The Vietnam War, a much bigger issue in 1968 than Gaza is today, would probably have taken a vastly different course.
Growing up fast.
From Ilan Seidner, Tel Aviv. Your review of the book Infantilized noted that the rise of kidults may be down to Western culture stopping people from growing up. Article RIP Adulthood, August 24th. This is not the case in Israel, where the reality of meeting existential threats on a daily basis from a young age leaves no room for immaturity. Young Israelis typically have attained all of the markers of adulthood by the time they're 30. They leave home, many to serve in the military at age 18 and as active reservists by 23. They become financially independent, except for those who rely on their parents to help buy an apartment, cohabit with a partner, parent a dog, get married and have children. Moreover, their independence starts in their early teens when they assume leadership roles with full responsibility for younger children in youth organisations or as training assistants in a multitude of sports organisations. Teenagers in Israel also work as blue-collar apprentices, farmhands and even entrepreneurs, in addition to traditional service jobs. You cited the example of a 20-something woman who broke down and cried and called her mother to intervene when her boss corrected her spelling. The notion of a similarly aged Israeli woman who might have been an infantry or artillery commander doing the same is risible beyond laughter. There is a far greater likelihood that she would argue her case vehemently, stare the boss down, and either agree with the correction or tell him to stuff it. Mommy would never find out.
From Adam Guy, Durham. I personally follow the policy stated by the oldest person I know of. There's no point being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes. Doctor Who, when he was around 750 years of age, played by Tom Baker at the time.
Bearing diplomatic cheeks.
From Ryan Sharples, Tacoma, Washington. Armenia's tricky balancing act of maintaining good relations with Russia and the West reminded me of how Kari Sormalainen, a political cartoonist, described Finland's diplomatic position during the Cold War. Article Westward Ho, August 3rd. He said it was the art of bowing to the East without mooning the West.